B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for The Bachelor. All right, here we go. This is a product of Tyrone and Natalie trying to make me the bachelor to give the final rose to a deserving lady that I would want in my life.
Yes.
First, a recap on the episode one.
We revealed
the first 10 bachelorettes. Natalie?
Yes.
The first 10 were.
Episode one featured Jennifer Lawrence, Margot Robbie, Emma Stone, Scarlett Johansson, Anne Hathaway, Blake Lively, Halle Berry, Jennifer Aniston, Cameron Diaz, and Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
Yes.
Then.
So now.
All right. This is the second 10.
Yes. Bachelorette number 11, Charlize Theron.
It's a divine right. And I do have a problem with that.
Yeah, I have no problem with her. All right, Charlize. Oh, yes.
All righty, Mike. Bachelorette number 12. CNN's own Caitlin Collins.
He still did not take questions. And I think you just see people not want to answer questions.
Well, I'll tell you right now.
You'd answer her questions.
I'm telling you right now. This could be, you know, the surprise of the whole tournament.
Bachelorette number 13, Gwyneth Paltrow.
When you see you in person for the first time, it is like, it's incredible.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay. Bachelorette number 14, Naomi Watts.
The argument continues. Am I British? Am I Australian? And so I'm going to go through some slang words from Australia and Britain.
I don't know. Ray Donovan might beat me up.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't want to mess with Ray Donovan.
Bachelorette number 15, Rachel McAdams.
He's pretty, you know, he's pretty good.
Yeah, it's funny because, several years ago, I was chasing after a lady that looked exactly like her.
Really? She's beautiful.
Couldn't make a breakthrough.
It's okay, because we're moving on to Bachelorette number 16.
Okay, all right.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, you're looking in the mirror. You certainly can do it from a photograph, but that would be too easy.
Well, listen, a classic beauty.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah. You know.
All right.
A little longer in tooth.
Okay.
All right.
I think she would be very good for you.
Moving on. Bachelorette number 17, Penelope Cruz.
Growing up, I didn't have references of people, family or friends or neighbors. Nobody that I knew worked as an actor.
Beautiful woman, but the movie Blow gave me kind of a bad outlook.
Yeah, I can see how that can happen.
Yeah.
All righty. Bachelorette number 18, Leslie Bibb.
Like, you know, if you ever, like, shook someone's hand and it's, like, flaccid? Give me your hand. Like, they shake, like,
yeah.
Like a wet fish.
Yeah.
Well, now, hold on a second. I'm not even sure I know who that is.
You were raving about her. Sam Rockwell's girlfriend. You were you came into work all raving about how pretty she was on a red carpet with her.
Really?
Yes.
What was she in? I'm not sure I recognize the, like, you know.
You should Google her.
All right.
You do like her.
Google me.
I do?
Yes.
All right. Let me,
real quick.
I'm gonna Google her.
You Google. I'll move on to 19.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Bachelorette number 19, Miss Natalie Portman.
It's always interested me, you know, to see people who kind of are constantly in the public eye, that there is no private life.
She's got no chance.
Okay.
She looks like my daughter.
Oh.
People have said my daughter looks like Natalie Portman.
Oh, she does. Kira does look like her.
There's no shot.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, it was her birthday yesterday. Happy birthday.
Oh, daughter, happy birthday, Kira. Bachelorette number 20, Maria Taylor.
And I think, you guys know, being a woman in a male-dominated field, no one would speak to me.
Beautiful woman. Smart. Has a bead on sport. Beautiful woman, Marie Taylor. All right. That's 10?
Yeah, that's all 20. So
that's all 20.
Yeah, those are your options, Mike. Did you look up Leslie Bibb?
I did. I see a
talking about it on air.
I see a brunette and a blonde.
I think you like the blonde version.
You like the blonde version. Yeah, you talked about it on the air after when Sam Rockwell was nominated for the Oscar.
He's tall. That resonates. Yeah. All right. Okay. I got you. Oh, yeah.
You talked about it on the air.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see where you're going with that now.
Yeah, it was after the Oscars. So, like,
what was she in?
Talladega Nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she does a lot of comedies.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, I got you. I know what you're talking about now. I just looked her up with Sam.
Iron Man.
Yeah, she's taller than Sam on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, it's 20. It's pretty good.
It's a great 20.
It is a great 20.
I just hope that you marinate and pick the one that would be best for you.
I will marinate. Can you give me the first 10 again so I can write them down slowly?
Okay. Number
Jen
one.
Jen Lawrence.
Yes.
Okay.
Margot Robbie.
Margot.
Emma Stone.
Emma.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scar Joe.
Anne Hathaway.
Annie.
Blake Lively.
Underrated. Okay.
Halle Berry.
All right.
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Cameron Diaz.
Uh-huh.
Nicole Kidman.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. It's okay. You know, you cut a wide swath of older to young. I like the diversity that you guys.
Yes.
We were trying to give you a range of options.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And we were hoping that you would make the right option. I have a little less faith today than I did yesterday.
Well, because you're playing along here, so you're thinking that you have a bead on where I'm going?
Oh, yeah.
You do.
But I think more with your eliminations, I think you're eliminating some women out of hand incorrectly.
Really?
Yes. I mean, we'll see tomorrow as you slowly eliminate.
Well, here's the thing. If there's not an initial attraction, then they probably... can't make up. You know, the initial attraction gets you, then you go deeper. Well, that's the way I look at it.
Well, we'll see how it plays out.
Okay.
I can tell you,
there are five here that I go, nah, I'm not.
Well, those will be the first five that you cut tomorrow at the end of the 2 o'clock hour.
All right. Sounds good.
And then it gets tougher as time goes.
It certainly will be tough. And so I got to put a little thought in this. There's a lot of factors that have to blend here.
Yeah.
All
right. I gotta be honest with you. Like, the intelligence factor is very high on the list.
Well, the smartest person on the list, is a hard no, because the smartest person looks like your daughter.
Natalie Portman's the smartest?
Yeah, she's the Ivy League girl of the list.
She is?
Yeah.
She's the Ivy Leaguer?
Yeah.
All right. Well...
I'm pretty sure. Is she the only Ivy Leaguer? She is definitely Ivy Leaguer.
Where did Caitlin Collins go?
I think she went to Alabama.
She did. She went to Alabama.
Oh.
Not that she's not bright.
Yeah, I think she went to Alabama. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's Big Bama.
Yeah, so I think she's the only, maybe Anne Hathaway, who is fake like she's smart.
I think she might not be. She might be a Yaley.
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah. Anne's very smart.
Yeah,
I mean, she says she is.
Yeah.
I mean, just ask her.
You just hate Anne Hathaway.
No, I don't. I'm curious to know how Anne Hathaway
got on the list.
Because Anne Hathaway actually...
I love her.
Yeah, I think it would actually be a decent match. Because you don't mind if she insists upon herself. You wouldn't mind that. How do you know that? Yeah, I don't think you would mind. Because she's smart.
What makes you think somebody would insist upon herself, I would be okay with that. What does that mean? Like, I would be a maintainer?
Nah, I just feel like you wouldn't look at it as insisting. You would look at it as her being interesting and expansive.
Really?
I'm not so sure about that, bro. Let me guess, Ann, you insist. You know, Anne Hathaway's grandfather worked at the old version of our AM. 16.
Yeah, that's how we got her on the air for the celebrity contest.
Yeah, I knew that she had like some local ties.
Yeah, she had a local
Joe
tie.
McCauley.
Well,
yeah,
I
Joe
love her.
Got her to call.
Yeah.
That's how we got her. She was a major star that we got on the celebrity call-in contest many years ago when we did that.
Yeah.
She didn't win. She was a major mega movie star at the time.
Yeah, that's wild.
She's bright, and she went to a very expensive school, but not the Ivy League. She went to NYU.
Oh, okay.
Which is super expensive.
Absolutely.
Smart, but she's not Ivy League. I think we might only have one Ivy Leaguer on the list.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.